Our plan is, and it still is, to put it out once a week. I know some people would like us to do that daily, but the work involved with that and the people involved, we're going to put it out the beginning of the week. We'll put it out on Mondays. Originally, we were just going to put out how many active cases district-wide to make sure we weren't identifying any individual students or staff. We realized we're big enough that people want to know, and we wanted people to know when we first started getting positive cases, they were all at Riggs High School. So we didn't want people in the other schools to think, oh no, you know, how many are at the middle school, how many are at the elementary. So we're being as transparent as we possibly can. Currently, we are listing every building, the active cases, the recovered cases, and then same for staff. Every building, the active cases and the recovered cases. Staff, we have an additional category of other. That would be for if they're not assigned to any particular building.